This episode is supported by The Kardashians, now streaming exclusively on Disney+. The cameras return to document Hollywood's most infamous family, inviting viewers back into their lives for a fifth season. Watch Kris, Courtney, Kim, Khloe, Kendall, and Kylie as they navigate motherhood, co-parenting, and growing their empires. This season, the Kardashian-Jenner family is focused on staying connected despite busy schedules and the tensions of fame. Tune in for unfiltered access to fresh drama with exes, sibling rivalry, and intense business ventures. And when you watch, you'll see what's actually happening behind the scenes and beyond the headlines. See for yourself how things really went down. Season 5 has more family, more glamour, and more access than ever before. This family always keeps things interesting. New season of The Kardashians, now streaming exclusively on Disney+.
You know we love any excuse to watch great reality TV. So with the weather heating up, while chartering a luxury yacht might be a little out of reach, we can still get our fix by binge-watching all seasons and spin-offs of Below Deck, available on Hayu.
The first all-reality subscription service of its kind, Hayu gives you access to every episode and every season of a wide range of captivating reality TV franchises. Plus, you can watch brand new episodes available the same day they air in the U.S. without ads. It's pretty awesome.
And if you're looking for a new series to dive into, Below Deck is the perfect choice. Tune in for a fresh yachty drama on brand new episodes of Below Deck Mediterranean, airing now. And once you're hooked, revisit classic seasons of all the franchises, including Below Deck Sailing Yacht, Adventure, and Down Under, all available on Hayu.
You know that we've watched every single episode of Below Deck. We have not only watched them, we've talked about them endlessly. We obsess over them.
Below Deck is so good, and it is such an amazing source of petty, petty drama. If you're not watching it, you're really missing out.
Slide into summer with Below Deck. New episodes airing now.
Watch all seasons and spinoffs of Below Deck on Hayu. That's HAYU.com.
Once upon a beat,
join me,
DJ Fuse,
and my trusty turntable, Baby Scratch, for a weekly jam-packed party as we remix and reimagine classic stories for the kids in your life today. Yeah. Once Upon a Beat is a new kids and family podcast from Wondery and Tinkercast, where hip-hop and fables meet. Listen to Once Upon a Beat early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus.
Once Upon a Beat.
Well, hello, and welcome to Watch What Crappens, the podcast for all that crap we love to talk about. On Bravo.
Hi, everybody. I'm Ronnie. That's Ben over there. Hi, Ben.
Hi, Ronnie. How's it going?
Good. Welcome to day one of Below Deck Mediterranean, the show we haven't been... We've been without this show for a good 5 minutes. I mean, it is amazing to have this show back on television.
I know. When I saw this show sign off the airwaves 3 months ago, I thought, man, I can't believe I have to wait a whole another year. But Bravo was like, no, you don't have to wait another year. You're going to get a new Below Deck Med season right away. And here we are back in the Mediterranean.
And here they are. And lucky for you, audience, we are doing this way in advance. When you're watching this, we're probably off in Europe somewhere. God knows, falling in love, you know, changing our lives. Everything's
going to
be different.
Looking for provisions. Yeah.
But right now, we don't have anything to even shove down your throats as far as advertising, because we're already doing our European shows. I don't even care if you buy tickets, because we're already there right now, okay?
They've already happened.
Or if you go to Patreon right now. You know why? If you don't want to watch this on video, what the fuck do I care? I'm in Italy, fucking hot guys and eating bread. Like, do whatever you want to do. I don't care. Go to Patreon. Don't go to Patreon. Get bonus episodes. Don't. Watch our beautiful fucking faces on this video. Don't. I don't care. I'm just glad you're here. And I'm glad you're here, Ben. And I'm glad to be Italian now.
Wow. Yeah. Congratulations on all those Italian adventures you're up to right now. I'm
so
currently in Amsterdam eating stroopwafels, which I feel like is just as good.
You're the only person I've ever known that's taking a trip to Amsterdam that does not give a crap about the weed. I feel like everybody else is kind of centered around that. I mean, we have it now. It's so normal now that we have it in America everywhere, especially for you. But usually that's the thing. It's like, I got so fucked up in Amsterdam. You're going to be like, I had a delicious croissant.
I'm going to a stroopwafel class. I may have already been to it at this point, but I'm really excited for that. I'm going to make a stroopwafel. Mm-hmm. And some of us may remember the Great British Baking Show where they had to make stroopwafels as a technical challenge, and they all failed miserably. So I'm really excited to learn the ins and outs of making this deceptively difficult pastry.
Yeah, I'm taking a pizza class because that's one thing I just can't nail. And I know that's very stereotypical. Like, go to Italy, take a pizza class. But hey, where would you rather me take it? Okay,
yeah.
There is no trip to Little Caesars. So.
I'm about to say New York City.
Yeah. So here we are, a new season of Below Deck. As everybody probably already knows, well, speculates, we think that Below Deck Sailing has just shit the bed by continuing to let Gary run rampant, even though it was pretty obvious from season one that he's a rapey creep. And they didn't care. And they did not listen to the signs. And now here we are with them trying to edit him out or whatever the hell's going on over there. Nobody really knows.
Our theory, as of May 13th, is that they probably had to like reshoot Below Deck Sailing or shelve it or something like that, and they didn't have anything ready to go. So they're like, okay, who can we grab real quickly? Let's get Captain Sandy, let's get Aisha, and let's throw together a season of Below Deck Med. And maybe that's for the best, because this first episode was such a hilarious shit show. I could not believe how, like, I was smacking myself. Congratulations, Greek Provisioners, for helping make this as one of the most chaotic season openers. And this is a show that has a lot of chaotic season openers. I mean, this is a show that really often starts in the wildest place. All the Below Decks kind of end with a whimper, but they always begin with some sort of shit show. And, like, this one is just out of control.
It is so good. And they also find ways to top themselves on Below Deck. I mean, this show has been on 97 years. It's on year round. There's 18 iterations of it. You would think it's just the same shit over and over, but it's really, they do find ways to top. Like, they fire people. Okay, we get that. And then they fired a Chief Stew with Hannah. And we're like, whoa, like they're really up in their game. And now we're going to fire a provisioner. Like, it's gotten so bad that we're moving to provisioners. I mean, that's pretty good. Way to up yourself, Below Deck.
I know, seriously. So it starts off, we hear lots of drama music, as usual, because of Below Deck, and we see a suitcase rolling, and then we hear the unmistakable sound of Aisha, and she just goes like, oh, I have so many butterflies. The man is where it all started for me.
And just seeing Aisha again and hearing that, and then it just cuts to someone squeegeeing a window, which I'm like, that is the best representation of Aisha voice I've ever seen. I mean, it's just so poetic. And it's like, I'm just so excited to prove my, hold on, do I think? I'm sorry. I did fart before. I'm still lingering here. Sorry.
So then we see sort of like clips of like coming up this season, you know, where they sort of like integrate the trailer into like the meet the cast kind of thing. So we see Captain Sandy doing all her greatest hits like teamwork makes the dream work, which, by the way, she did not invent that. And it sort of bothers me that they're making that like her thing, because it's like that's not her phrase. That's just like a thing that's out there.
Two birds in hand is better than five birds in a bush. Change the number of birds. You can come to my women's seminaries anytime you want to. $19,000 a minute. Okay.
No use crying over milk that is spilled. See, I did a little bit of a remix there. Made it my own.
Sunrise, sunset. Okay, that's for the Jewish people out there. Love
ya. Sorry to break with tradition. Tradition.
All right, now we're just going to stick with Fiddler on the Roof. Okay. Matchmaker, matchmaker, tie me a tie. Okay, how about that?
Hold on one second. Hey, this is Sandy to the Fiddler. Sandy Fiddler. Hey, could you put out the slide? I want all the toys out before you start fiddling.
I would put out the slide if I were a rich man. All right, Tevya, jeez.
Okay.
Jolliness has its place, Tev. Okay. So teamwork makes the dream work. Mixing business with pleasure has its consequences. Don't. And we just see girl after girl sobbing about a guy. I mean,
I know. Going down the old path again. And then we see. Whenever,
I know that they don't have internet that really works on these boats, but any bit of women empowerment that has happened in the real world has just passed these boats by. They have not received it yet. Okay.
No. And then the big, you know, the trailer always ends with some sort of like boat chaos or mishap. And so this one was like, don't drop the anchor. Don't drop the anchor. And then we see the anchor literally drop right off the boat. Like the chain just runs off the spool. It's just now at the bottom of the ocean. They are totally
unmoored. You dropped the anchor. TM. Okay. It's going to be on a t-shirt. So you dropped the anchor.
You're like Sandy. You're like CNN after they fired Don Lemon. You dropped the anchor. Thank you, everyone. Thank you.
Shout out to Katie Couric, just for fun, just because I like her. We've got the same hair lots of the time. Okay, first day of the season. Let's get going, boys, shall we? So, Aisha, for whatever reason, they're making them walk this like mile-long dock. And so she's huffing and puffing, and she's like, oh, this is hard. And then we see memories of Aisha farting on things, talking about pooping in buckets, you know. Talking about sticking her finger up her bum to get some poop out when she was younger. It was just good times.
There's so many dicks. I was like, I know. Welcome to every single season. Oh, you said decks. Decks. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, there are a lot of decks too.
Mother, I'm coming home. So she runs to Captain Sandy and they hug and hug. And she's like, I've been wanting to work with Captain Sandy again for a long time. I've been on this journey of Chief Stew. And then we get clips of Joao and the asshole chef from Down Under. Oh, yeah, how many frying pans have you flipped, huh?
To be back in the Med, it's the best place in the world to be yachting. And when you fart, it sort of smells like olive oil. It's really beautiful.
You know, Aisha always went the extra mile, especially today. That dock is long. It's a long dock.
Yeah, she has that passion, which is something I always admired. Not so much the farts. Didn't really enjoy those. But, you know, the passion is great.
So, you know, she actually proved to me that the one that smelt it did not dealt it. Okay, because I smelt it all the time. It wasn't me. It wasn't me too. All right.
I did the rhyme, and I did not do the crane. Okay.
TM. That's and a Captain Sandy t-shirt coming up.
Well, I didn't deny it, so therefore I didn't supply it.
So.
Don't desert right after you've made a splurt. Okay, that rhymed, but it was kind of gross. Sorry. Let's just go back to it. If you got time to lean, you got time to clean. How about that?
Oh, to get here, I had to pay a lot of international fees, which is why I was always cutting the cheese.
I'm not sure that's in the canon of childhood jokes about farting, but we'll allow it. So, to be back
in the Med, this is the best place to be in yachting.
So she's like, okay, here's a rundown of your stews. And so she's like, do you have a preference for who you want a second? And the captain's like, oh, I'll trust you. I'll be here to support you and do dishes, okay? Until you cross me. And then I'll be undermining you for the rest of time. Hannah Banana, can't get over it. Can't get over it.
Sandy has been like a second mom. You know, Scott and I have gone visit Sandy and her girlfriend in Denver, and I'm just so excited to prove myself. I want Sandy to cradle me in her arms and tell me I'm a good girl, that I deserve the banana, that I'm as good as the banana because she loves the banana.
I don't want anyone... Oh, she goes, oh, by the way, Aisha, I don't want anyone sleeping in the forward cabin because there's a leak. And then it just cuts to Sandy in the forward cabin, staring up at a panel of the ceiling that's removed. And it's going drip, drip, drip. And she just goes, that's a leak.
No, it's a puddle on the mattress. I thought the boat was crying for a moment, but it turns out it's just a leak. So so we come back, and now Aisha goes to choose her cabin. And now next is a man with, let's just say his forehead has a presence. It's It's there. It's something you definitely notice. He comes down the dock, a big hairy man. Big hairy man with a big forehead.
Oh yeah, big redhead bear kind of guy. And he's like, oh, the boat's dirty. I'm gonna change that, huh? he's like a crazy laughing bosun or whatever. And so she's like, oh, hi, Ian. Is that how you pronounce your name? But your mom sure, I'll tell you what, I don't know how much money your parents had, but your mom sure bought a lot of vowels on this one. It's spelled I-A-I-N.
He's like, yeah, no, it's pronounced Ian. It just throws people off. I'm from Cape Town, South Africa. My parents weren't sure what to call me, so they just called me like Mr. Magoo. And then obviously they came up with the name Ian.
Wow, sounds like someone singing Old MacDonald Had a Farm. Am I right? Aye, 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 oh. He's like, yeah, hey, go ahead.
Did you know this? What? Hey, Rani.
What?
Right now, type the name Celine Dion. Just do it.
Okay. Into the Googs?
Just onto any sort of document or form. Just type Celine Dion.
Okay.
And now, in order, say all the vowels in her name.
C-L-N-D.
Vowels. Okay, you have to work on the vowels. Say all the vowels that are in her name. Sorry. Say all the vowels that are in Celine
Dion.
You're right.
E-I-E-I-O. Oh my gosh. How did you know that?
I saw it on a meme on the internet, and then it kind of like rocked my world.
Old MacDonald. Winnie. I never knew that. I'm gobsmacked.
That Celine Dion's name encompasses E-I-E-I-O.
I am fucking gobsmacked. I don't even know what to do with that.
Just rest with it. Live with it.
So he's like, I'm from Cape Town. Yeah, I already think I said that. Yeah, okay. So she's like, okay, well, you've got some experience spelling your name, because I'm sure literally everybody asks you to do that, huh? Okay, so you've got all my trust, okay, until you prove otherwise, in which case I'm going to call you up here and I'm going to say, is that what you meant to do? Did you mean to do it differently? You better get some respect in your voice right now. I'll tell you that. Okay. All right. Hugs.
And he says, leading people comes naturally. My dad was a professional canoeist and he built a river ranger community. So I followed his role. And then at the age of 16, I worked as a river guide. So now I'm in charge. I'm like, so leading people comes naturally because your dad is a professional canoeist. I was like, sounds like your dad couldn't hack it in an office environment. I don't know. Is leading? I don't know. I don't know if leading was. I'm like natural teamwork. Born. I'm like, okay. Like, how many people are on a canoe? Two? Four?
I think a canoe is like actual teamwork. So I think it would be like, my dad's great at teamwork. He's a canoeist. But I don't think, I don't know.
He built a, he did build a river ranger orders? Community. I love that I'm like coming for his dad. He did build a river ranger community.
Coming for the river ranger community. It was funny how it was phrased. He's just like, my dad's into leadership. He likes canoes.
Yeah. Well, right. Leading people comes naturally to me because my dad is a professional canoeist. It's like, oh, I mean, you might like literally lead people down a river, but like, sure.
I mean, my dad really likes to go with the flow. He's a canoeist, you know, something. But
let me tell you something. You know what? Saturday nights in my household, that was just us watching The River Wild over and over again. I can say every single line in that movie.
Every time you think Meryl Streep can make a better choice, she doesn't do it. Yeah. You know, that's how movies work. So the new guy rolls his suitcase up and he's got a big smile for Sandy. He's like, hi, I'm Jono. Is it Jono or Jojo? Jono?
I think it was Jono.
No, it's Jono. This is the chef. He's like, hi, I'm Jono. So what's his accent? Hey, I watched this more than 12 hours ago, and so now I forgot everybody's accent already.
Well,
by the way, those who are new to Below Deck Recaps, we're terrible at accents. We don't really get much better at them, but we choose a terrible accent at least probably week 3 or week 4. That's usually also when we start learning their names. So if it's frustrating to you, you probably won't get used to it. Bye. Thank you for trying us out. There are much better things to be listening to. Okay. The rest of you, welcome, bitch. Yes.
Yes, queen. Yeah. Jono, he's like from the Caribbean. And I believe he's definitely giving, like, it's not explicitly stated, but I believe he's a member of the gay community. I'm not sure. So there's definitely There's definitely kind of like a, it's like flamboyant Caribbean is kind of his accent.
Yeah. So he's here and he's like, hi, I'm Jono. And she's like, have a seat there. Oh, wow. Look, I'm just looking at your CV here. I love how you say culinary architect. That is something. And he's like, well, my degree is in architecture, so I build food. No.
It's not.
No.
Okay.
Also, just I don't want a protractor cooking my food. Can we not? Yeah,
I don't need my steak to have an open concept, okay? I want it to be cooked properly.
Can I get somebody who studied gluten? That would be nice. Can I get someone who majored in peanut M&Ms? Love that.
He's like, your salad is split level, okay?
He's like, you know what I made for dinner tonight? Modern farmhouse.
It's not farm-to-table cuisine. It's literally farmhouse-to-table cuisine. Get it!
Like, I grew up in a family of chefs. I went to school for architecture, but then I moved back to Antigua and opened an architectural firm. And then my first job fell through. But simultaneously, my best friend is a chef, and they needed a chef on a boat. So now I'm doing that. Yeah, again, I feel like you're skipping some beats.
You're skipping some beats here. Literally, you're probably actually skipping some beats in your beat salad. But like, you had your first gig fell through in your architecture firm, so you just turned to chefing. Something's not right here.
And he says his whole career is built on fake it till you make it. Another thing I don't want to hear from a chef. I mean, don't you have to know about food poisoning and salmonella? I mean, listen, I want to support you because you seem like a gay, but I don't know, sir. And then he says this. He says, it's all about fake it till you make it. One time I got in trouble because I didn't put the trash out. Well, I didn't know I was supposed to put the trash out. You didn't know you're supposed to take out the trash? I mean, that's just like a general human thing. The trash is filling up. You take it out. I don't trust this person.
This also makes me really question his architecture skills, because I'm just imagining him drafting up an office building and there's no trash chute. So,
you know where I live in my house?
Yeah.
It's pretty. It's farmhouse modern, you know, which is old and tired and it's done. And I'm a hypocrite. And I think that's why I'm so sick of it. I'm always saying how much I hate it. I live in that. But the people who built my house, I'll never trust them, because I didn't find this out until I moved in. There's no trash can that you pull out to throw trash into. You know how usually there's like the pull-out thing or a cabinet under the sink?
Right.
And you pull it out and you put the trash. It's this big, long island. You have to walk to the edge of the island to put it out. So I believe so. And I have to get an external trash. It just looks so trashy.
Did you? Okay? Well,
no pun intended.
Do you have space under your sink? Can you install one of those things? I'm sure you can just get it at Home Depot. I mean, it seems like such a Ronnie thing to do. It's like, hey, Ronnie, how was your weekend? You're like, oh, well, I went to Home Depot to get the thing to put the trash can in so it slides out. So I started screwing it in, and then I noticed it wasn't below the cabinet was gross. So when I went back to get some paint, I painted it, but then I forgot the primer. So I went back. I thought it would be like a whole story for you about how you installed the trash thing under your sink.
No, because I feel like that shouldn't be my job. Like I'm just resentful, and sometimes I just enjoy walking around with the resentment about it. But I see somebody, he's like, "What trash? I didn't know that was a thing." And I think, "Oh, what, did you build my fucking house?" I'm still furious at you. So I think I'm mad at him because I'm projecting my own anger at not having a trash can under the sink.
Have a trash can issue myself, which you is do? That yeah, but it's like inverted. It's actually I have like too much trash can privilege. So I have a drawer that opens up. It's a dedicated drawer that opens up where there's two trash bins. And so one's like recycling, one's regular. But then moving into our place, I already had a Simple Human trash can, and the Simple Human trash cans are really nice. So I'm like, they're expensive and they're nice. So I was like unwilling. I had some sunk cost fallacy. I was like, I'm unwilling to get rid of this trash can. So now I actually have an excess trash can so I have the one that's under the sink and I have one that's next to the island. And it's like, I've got too many trash cans going on. And I'm like, I should get rid of the Simple Human one, but I cannot, I cannot throw out the Simple Human trash can. I don't know what it is. I cannot do it.
Put it in another room.
But it's like industrial, it doesn't look good in any room because it's so industrial and tall.
Put a wig on top of it.
Googly eyes, so when you hit it and it opens up, it's like, ha!
Yeah.
Feed me!
Yeah.
That'd be fun in general.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial. I'm Elena, an autopsy technician.
And I'm Ash, a hairstylist.
And we just love swapping stories about all of the morbid things that fascinate us.
And if you do too, join us on our podcast, Morbid. It's a safe space to let your weirdo flag fly.
On Morbid, we cover dark historical events, sinister science, unnerving paranormal events, and sordid high society murders.
We also dive deep into the most notorious crimes in history.
Our podcast is grounded in rigorous and painstaking research. We're also not afraid to read a
We keep it weird because a dash of snark is necessary to get through grotesque true tales of demented minds.
So follow Morbid on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to Morbid early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
Peyton, it's happening. We are finally being recognized for being very online.
It's about damn time. I mean, it's hard work being this opinionated.
And correct.
You're such a Leo.
All the time. Yeah. So if you're looking for a home for your worst opinions.
If you're a hater first and a lover of pop culture second.
Then join me, Hunter Harris.
And me, Peyton Dix, the host of Wondery's newest podcast, Let Me Say This.
As beacons of truth and connoisseurs of mess, we are scouring the depths of the internet so you don't have to.
We're obviously talking about the biggest gossip and celebrity news.
Like, it's not a question of if Drake got his body done, but when.
You are so messy for that, but we will be giving you the B-sides, don't you worry. The deep cuts, the niche, the obscure.
Like that one photo of Nicole Kidman after she finalized her divorce from Tom Cruise.
Mother, a mother to many. Follow Let Me Say This on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Listen to episodes everywhere on May 22nd, or you can listen ad-free by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app on Apple Podcasts.
Okay, so now we get slow motion of some blonde in like a string cocktail dress. It's like very like, it's like some hottie comes up looking like she's about to go clubbing. And the captain's like, oh my gosh, welcome back. And I'm like, who is this person?
Me too. I was like, welcome back. The lady
starts jumping up and squealing. And she goes, yeah, you know, we didn't have a whole lot of time together. And she's like, oh, the last time I worked for Captain Sandy was on Mother Yacht Home. I was like, who are you? Who is this person?
I was like, who is this? I was like, who is this like Eastern Bloc workus twin who's just arrived? And so... then we see a flashback and she's like, she just has like a Playboy bunny outfit. And I was like, oh, this girl, she was on for like 1 second towards the end of her season. This was the season that was like, I get angry, Dave, you know, with Natasha and Natalia. And I don't even know who she replaced. She didn't replace Natalia or Kyle. Where did she, why was she on this? Why was she on?
I don't remember. But I did remember her once she got going a little bit because of the costume thing. Like, that's her thing. Is that she carries around Kyle costume.
Did Kyle get sick at the end of that season and had to, like, he couldn't finish out the season?
Kyle is, like, literally sick every season. So, yeah, probably. He's that one. He's that person at work who's just always got something. Like, well, I have a doctor's season. Now.
Yeah.
Frank, I'm dying, dying of a broken heart. Frank, I love you.
So, yeah, this is someone that we've encountered before.
Is Kyle from Below Deck Med?
Yeah.
So, wait, Kyle's not back? Oh, my God. I just feel like the Lord gave me something. Do you ever feel like that?
It's like you feel like you found a home for your simple human trash can.
I feel given to. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for this bounty. Wow, this feels great. Okay, so, but I love that they're like, okay, we got rid of one disaster gay. Bring on another disaster gay. We only will have disastrous gays on this show. Which, by the way, spoiler alert, because Jono does not seem like a disaster until the last 2 seconds of this episode. And I'm like, oh, no. Oh, no, Jono. I had hope in you. Because at this part in the recap, I should have total faith in Jono, which I did in this episode. But oof,
yeah,
was despite that him being an architect. Quickly?
Yeah. So we have Ellie. Ellie is back and Captain's like, oh, you're awesome. She's like, yes, I am maximum effort kind of person. I'm going to have the most fun. And she says, motor yacht home excited me. I built my experience on other yachts in housekeeping and I'm aspiring to be chief stew because I enjoy leadership. But for now, I need to make sure I do my job right. Ha 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 ha. And I have to say, Ronnie, I was like, I was surprised that they brought this person back because she was only on for like 1 second. I mean, she's tall and beautiful. I know that they care about that. But then by the end of the episode, the way she was negotiating with the chef, I am so excited for a full season of this lady's Reign of Terror because it'll be hilarious.
She turned out to be fucking amazing. And that really goes to show you, they go through a huge casting thing on this show. Like, they put a lot of effort into it because on the other Below Deck, which right now, I know this isn't coming out till later, but right now we're nearing the end of the regular Below Deck season in recap time, and they've just brought Paris on. Paris has only been there a couple weeks. And Paris is fucking amazing, too. And that was a B-string that they had waiting in the wings while they had some other losers. And the first people weren't great. But, man, they've got really good people just waiting in the wings because Ellie definitely deserves the second chance. She is gold. This woman is fucking crazy pants gold. I'm so excited about her. Okay, so the captain's like, I'm so happy you're here. Hope I'm not going to regret saying that. I have a feeling I will. And it's like, oh, my God, yeah. And I have to remind you, she's like in this Vavoom cocktail dress. And Captain Sandy's just like, wow, who is casting this show? And how do I send them a thank you card? Because what a bombshell. So she's like, my name is Elena, but let me go meet Aisha now. So she meets Aisha, and Aisha goes, oh, hello, that dress is very sexy. She goes, oh, my God, was my boobie out this whole time? Oh, my God.
Yes, well, sometimes it's hard to keep your teeth in. You know, let's get you out of that. And she tells us, let's get you out of that nightie and into a uniform, like, as quickly as possible.
Because, like, Ellie is just in the room, just, like, looking at her, like, her outfit. She's like, oh, look, it's pretty. Boobies are out and stuff. She's like,
yes, you're on the clock now, though, I'm afraid.
All right, so Jonna's cleaning, and then we get a new deckhand, Nathan. But first, let's meet Joe. He's from Liverpool. He meets Aisha and Alina. And Aisha's like, oh, Liverpool. I've got experience in Liverpudlians. Liverpudlians, is that how you say it?
Liverpudlians, I believe that's what it is. I'm not sure, actually, to be sure.
And so we see a flashback to Jack. I mean, they've gone back to Jack so many times with flashbacks over the years between Katie and just they just always go back to him. I'm surprised they never got him on for a second season as Jack being like, Aisha, the geisha, will flesh ya.
No, it's Aisha talking to him.
Oh.
Aisha, you're the right. Geisha Felicia.
That makes more sense.
Ranamani, totally insane. Dana Delaney, Ranamaniacs. So next up is Nathan. And so she's like, Nathan, are you from Liverpool as well? And he's like, no, I'm Irish. She goes, oh, Irish.
So then
she acts like she's winning the lottery with every new person she meets. Like, oh, I'm so lucky, the Irish person.
Getting every single kind of English accent. All we need is an American.
So now we have another blonde. Now we have like a full-on bombshell, Gail. So she comes on. Gail's from Australia. And all the guys pretty much just have, like, erections. Like, you would have thought this is a Viking ship because you just see a bunch of, like, oars coming off the sides of this boat with all these dicks. They are so... I mean, because she's, like, drop-dead gorgeous. Given the fact that you are... I mean, Aisha and Ellie are already, like, super hot. And then you have this... I mean, this woman, she comes on. She is, like, a model. And so they're like, oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God.
She's like, oh, it's a pretty new stew. Great.
So then Aisha's like, are you Stu or Dick? And she's like, Dick. Oh, I'm going to put you in with me. You're so pretty. I can't take it. You're basically Ireland. You're gorgeous. She's like, oh my God, stop it. What the heck? What the heck?
I've never heard that before in my life.
So, and then we have another girl named Bree. She's like, hi, I'm Sabrina, but you can call me Bree. It's like, oh, hi.
They kind of did you dirty having you walk right in right after Gail, didn't they?
Jonna's like, oh, Brie, like the cheese. She's like, thank you. I already had to walk in behind that, and now you're calling me cheese. This is what I need. So then Ian meets Nathan, and he's like, oh, hi. And he goes, wow, I'm whoever. You've got such nice eyes. And Ian's like, thanks. We've got a lot to do. So. And wait, I feel like it was Joe who said that. I don't remember. Damn it, Below Deck is so hard.
I honestly don't remember who's Joe and who's Nathan. One of them has a haircut like a monk.
Joe's the one from Ireland. No, wait. We just said it. Nathan's the blonder one. And Joe's the one who likes it in his bum that he says later. I don't know. We'll get there.
There's one guy who has a haircut. He literally looks like a monk. It's like that bowl cut with sort of like, but he's like sort of balding just enough in the middle that it looks sort of like a ring. And he has like a little beard. And I think that's the Irish guy. And I think then there's the guy from Liverpool. We later find out was born in Liverpool, but actually was raised in Spain. And then he had to go back to Liverpool and was like really upset about it, I think.
That's
but Joe. I don't know their names. That's Joe. Okay, right. Great.
And then Nathan's the blonde one. He's a little blonde kid.
So okay, got it. Great.
Oh my gosh.
Great.
Okay, so Gail is a dick canned, and she's like, hello, I'm Dick. I've been on 5 years, but I'll give you a run for your money. And Ian's like, well, I've been on a yacht for 5 years. Oh, God, that's a big bug. That is a big bug coming from me. Oh, God.
That bug was so big, I almost felt like that bug was in its own canoe, just like my father.
That bug really knows leadership, huh?
So now we have a Zoom meeting. We have a Zoom meeting, and she's like, okay, so I'm one of those leaders that always wants to be kind and always wants to be fair. So one of you will be on earlies and one of you will be on late. So tell me, who has experience? Please tell me you have some experience. Oh no, I can already tell. None of you guys know what you're doing.
I have service. I want more experience in service. I did the cocktail training, and when the guests are here, I want to like show them that I learned from cocktail training. I was like, oh no, Ellie, no. We've learned what cocktail training means. They don't teach anybody. Although, we did just hear this from Barbie, and she seems to be doing pretty good on her cocktails, right? Maybe the cocktail training is good. Everybody I always met in restaurants who just got out of cocktail training was a disaster.
Well, the last person we saw with cocktail training on Below Deck was Laura from Below Deck Down Under. It's like, I've done the cocktail training in my restaurant. And Laura, no good.
Okay. So that's right. That's why I'm traumatized. I still have that.
But we also had Natasha, former chief stew.
Hi, Dave. I think I'm going to give the guests a blue bear nipple, which is with curacao and creme de menthe and some scotch.
Oh, right. That was her.
I love making cocktails.
I've taken a cocktail class, Dave, which is why I've made a green monkey, Dave. It's creme de menthe, toothpaste, and frog's balls. And I'm going to serve it when they get back from the boating expedition. Dave, are you mad? Are you mad, Dave?
Dave. Are you feeling drunk from drinking my cocktails?
Oh, I didn't actually drink your cocktails.
You did, Dave. You did.
Don't think I did.
You did, Dave. You did. Stop lying to yourself.
Dave, stop lying to you, Dave.
So then there's a deck crew meeting. And Ian decides to make Joe the lead deckhand because he's got the most experience. And you wear sunglasses right above your eyes. And that's also fun because Joe's like, hey. He does that thing where he wears them like right here. I hate that.
Yeah.
I can't concentrate when people are doing that.
Because you don't want to push them too far up your head because you might stretch them or something. I think that's what it means. It means your sunglasses are a little too tight and you don't want to have them snap in half.
Oh.
I think that's why. That's my reason.
Your third eye. So, let's see. So Joe's like, oh my God, I've never been given the lead position before. And they're like, well, you sound like you've got leadership. And basically, you know what that said to me? I'm ready. Ho, 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 ho. I'm ready, Joe.
Sounds like you can't spell canoe without you, sort of, even though the letter's not in it, nor the word. But what I'm trying to say is, you're like my daddy, take this oar and go paddle down that river of leadership.
Because you can. Can you? Can you? You can.
Can someone bring that fly back in here? I need a little bit of help with the motivational speaking.
You can, or my father's favorite word, toucan. Because sometimes it's easier to lead in a boat that requires two people.
My father's favorite canoeist is actually a toucan. It's great. Toucan Sam's his name. I bet you didn't realize it's based off of a real figure.
You try being partners with somebody with no opposable thumbs on a canoe and then tell me that that man's not a leader.
The best part about a toucan is that its beak looks like half of a canoe. Turned upside down, naturally.
So cleaning. Alina, or Ellie and Bree, I'm calling her Alina for a long time because that's her full name and I have respect. But Ellie and Bree are making beds. So she's like, everyone on the crew is so good looking. I'm like, Jesus Christ, man. I'm so horny for these people.
And Bree is like, yeah, it's like love at first sight. Bree is kind of giving some, her vibe is a little bit like Anne Veal on Arrested Development, you know? You're like, oh, and Bree, you know? So, because everyone there is like super tall and super leggy, and poor Bree is like shorter and she's just like more normal looking. And you just know she's like, oh, great. I don't even know how to do this job, and everyone around me is a supermodel. So glad I'm here. So glad. Mm.
So Joe, the Irish guy, is cleaning with Nathan, the blonde guy. And he's like, ah, so I've got to tell you, my nightly routine before I go to bed, I love finger blasting me bum hole. All right? Just a quick one before I go to sleep. And Nathan's like, yeah, I might join you with that one. Sounds good to me. What the hell?
I'm excited.
And also, I was like, this is so hot.
This is also the perfect cast for Aisha.
Oh, he gets to get finger up your bum. I love doing that.
Is that how you discovered where whippo-boo comes from?
Who needs a bidet, am I right, when you got an index finger?
So Joe's like, yeah, just a little. And Nathan goes, as soon as I hear that pop, I'm in. So Gail hears this and she's like,
I feel a real bromance forming. Yeah, look, I wouldn't be knocking on your cabinet night, that's for sure.
As soon as I hear that pop, wow. It's just so visceral.
It really is.
It's just like, it's a lot.
I love the place that straight guys have gone to. I just love it.
Right.
Thanks for the question. By the way,
I want to clarify something because I've now gone on to like the website and Joe, his name is Joe Bradley. That's weird. There's an alternate Joe Bradley on Bravo.
Oh, wow. But, it's like, you know, the first thing I like to do before I go to bed, pop one in my bunghole.
As soon as you hear that pop, you know, like Nanny's Parm is not far away. But Joe Bradley is the one from Liverpool, and Nathan Gallagher is the one from Ireland.
Oh.
Joe Bradley is the one with eyebrows. Joe Bradley is
the darker haired one. He's from Liverpool, and then Nathan, Liverpool. The blonde one, is the one from Ireland.
Yes.
Okay.
And I just remember this only because Joe told the story about going from Liverpool to Spain and then going back to Liverpool.
Okay, thank you.
So that's everything everyone needs to know.
But here's the question, where's Gail from? So she's like, I did start as a stewardess, but was more drawn to the dick department. I give guys a run for their money. I had an older brother, and always the brother he did have. And my mum put me in dancing, but I wanted to play football. It was very hard on my mother. She came from Indonesia, and her culture, women had to be soft and pretty and brush their hair. Well, fuck that, mummy. Look at me. Regular on the footy team.
But my dad came from Scotland, and he said, your brother's going to carry full bricks, then you're going to carry full bricks. Don't act like you can't handle it. Fortunately, my father wasn't there a lot in my childhood. I only got to see him every 12 years on account of him living in Brigadoon. So I don't really hold it against him. It's just that when you live in a fantasy town that only appears every 12 years, it's just the way life is.
So I carried full bricks until I broke my back. Then I couldn't really do much of anything. Mom did comb my hair a lot. The story's getting depressing, isn't it? So then we cut to Ellie and Bree cleaning, and Ellie's like, I dated the captain one cruise ship, and everyone treated me like queen of the freaking boat. I was like, this is the lifestyle for me. How about you? Are you single? Any costumes in your bag?
Bree's like, I'm single, but a girl has needs. Specifically, I need a stepladder just to talk to you eye to eye. You guys are all really tall.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
It was the biggest scandal in pop music. The stars of Milli Vanilli, the Grammy-winning multi-platinum R&B phenomenon, were exposed as frauds. But none of this was their idea. So whose idea was it? Enter German music producer Frank Farian. He saw the success of acts like Michael Jackson and Prince, and he wanted in, no matter the cost. So he devised the perfect pop heist. Two once-in-a-lifetime talents who were charismatic, full of sex appeal, and phenomenal dancers. The only problem? They couldn't sing. But Frank knew just how to fix that. Wondery's new podcast, Blame It on the Fame, dives into one of pop music's greatest controversies and takes a never-before-heard look at the exploitation of two young Black artists. Milli Vanilli set the world on fire, but when the truth came out, Rob and Fab were the only ones who got burned. Looking back now, it's hard not to wonder, why did everyone blame them and not the man pulling the strings? Follow Blame It on the Fame, Milli Vanilli, on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of Blame It on the Fame early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
So then the deckies are talking about whether they're singing. This is Below Deck. This is what matters. Who's fucking on this boat, right? So
right.
Ian's like, are we all single? And Gail's like, no, I'm taking. And they're like, no, damn it. You're so hot, please. Well, he's a seeking engineer.
Joe's like, fucking bastard. So then Aisha calls. So now Aisha's, here comes the storyline we didn't realize we were going to be having. All episode with the complete shit show that is the provisioner in Greece. So she calls up. She's like, "Hey, this is Aisha from Mystique, and I was wondering where our provisions are." And the guy's like, "Oh, I'm sorry, we ran into some trouble. The chefs should arrive later today. The stuff should arrive later today, and your order should arrive shortly after." He basically is like, yeah, later on today. She's like,
wait
okay.
A minute, what is that accent? I don't recognize that.
I'm not really sure what you're talking about. I'm a Greek guy. Hey, I'm a Greek guy who cannot seem to find your groceries anywhere. Madame, madame, senor.
That was Spanish.
Certainly not. It's just Norma. You know, it's just Norma fucking with these people. You know, Sandy thinks she can be a smart ass to me. Let's see what it's like when I give her the wrong phone number for provisions, then don't get her pepperoni.
I am Greek. So Captain Sandy calls Aisha to the cabin and she's like, hey, Aisha, hey, you want to see something amazing? Okay, this is going to kind of blow your mind, okay? Get in real close, okay? Now be quiet. Now listen, you hear that sound? Blick, blick, blick. You know what that's the sound of? Pirates coming from Somalia. Be on the lookout. Just kidding. Just kidding. That was my experience, not yours. Have I ever told you about the Somali pirates I outran? Okay, anyway, there's a leak. There's a leak. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Hopefully
here.
I can get it repaired because the last time we ran with four, but we can't this time because we don't even have anywhere to put her. Okay, so we got to get this leak fixed.
So then back to Bree and Ellie. And Bree's like, I'm really glad you got the second stew position. I'm so happy for you. She goes, oh, thank you. So then we find Bree's story. Bree is like, my parents are real supportive, maybe too much. I never want to grow up. I just want to stay a kid forever because the thought of taxes scares the crap out of me.
Her parents are like, yeah, the taxes scare the crap out of us too. And we need you to stop being our dependent. So make some cash on your boat. Bye.
So now preference sheet meeting is Jono, Ian, and Aisha.
Yeah. All right, everyone. First charter. The primary's name is Jacob Ward. He's a social influencer and a Gen Zer. He is a professional member of his generation, everyone. Just want to say that. He is a Gen Zer. And so we see a picture of him, and he's like, oh, like this. This guy, he is apparently internet famous, and he has, I think one thing that I learned is that he is famous for also having a super hot dad.
And, oh, I want to look him up. What's
look
his name?
Him up.
Jordan?
Jacob Ward.
Jacob Ward.
Jacob okay, Ward. Jacob? Just look up Jacob Ward and dad. Okay, Jacob and I think he'll be, Jacob Ward, dad.
Oh, I need to put influencer because the other one's like a science something or other. I'm assuming that's not who we're talking about. Okay. 303,000 followers. Does that sound familiar? Let me take a look at him here. Jacob. Oh, God. Yep. Shirtless. Showing off his wiener, sitting open-legged in some gym shorts. Public figure. I'll be the judge of that, sir. I sometimes ride bikes. That's his... That's his bio. I sometimes ride bikes. Currently appearing on Apple TV and HBO. Founder of Better by Jacob and All Gains, No Game. Oh, All Gains, No Game. I can't. Okay. Better by Jacob.
He also looks vaguely like a... Jacob looks vaguely like a more beefcake version of James Kennedy's brother, Harry. It's like if Harry actually got his shit together, he would beep Jacob.
So wait, this guy's on Below Deck? He looks different here.
This is the guy on Below... This is the guy who was on Below Deck.
Oh, his dad's hot. I mean, his dad is hot. I mean, it's not an age-old question. Hot or worked out? But I think both.
I think is actually legitimately hot. Like, there's some photos where you're like, wow, I cannot believe that's his dad. Isn't it weird? I can't imagine what it must be like to have, like, a hot dad. What is that? What is that like? I feel like it's weird.
I don't know. Like, I don't want to call my dad not hot, but at the same time, like, what kind of conversation is this? Like, do I want to call my dad hot? Like, I don't know. I feel like I'm being baited.
We'll just stop this
conversation.
We're going to back out slowly. We're going to back out slowly.
Anyone who has a hot dad, here's what I've got. A loving dad.
I'll tell you that much. Okay. What a loving guy. Okay.
Let's stop thinking about whether or not our dads are hot.
Hey, let's get back to this preference sheet meeting, because you know what I prefer to talk about? Not hot dads. I want to talk about a professional Gen Zer. His name is Jacob Ward.
I will guarantee this about my dad. He's not trying to give anyone boners on the Instagram. And for that, I'm thankful. Thank you, Dad.
Jacob Ward, we are still trying to find out if he is any relation to Cela Ward, because we would welcome him with open arms.
That would be nice to know, too.
Or Montgomery. Are Jacob, Montgomery, and Cela all related? Question that I've been thinking about all night ever since that leak happened and kept me up and with the little drop.
Or World 3. So then it's just like, what kind of photo is that? He looks like he's trying to be a Roman statue, am I right? Well, he's also bringing his friends. They're from London. Alfie, Amelia, aren't those English names? Hey, what's wrong with you, Alfie? Hey, what's going on, Alfie? I think he died of alcoholism.
Unfortunately, Gemma and Poppy were not available. Neither was. Well, I was going to say Nathan, but we already have a Nathan on the boat, so that kind of ruins that thing.
But you know what? They're also friends with influencers that don't sound like English people. Their names are Nick and Anthony. Those sound like some American dummies to me. How about you guys?
Yeah. Well, we're going to have to take some videos with them the whole time.
They're going to take a lot of pictures. Yeah.
You know, I heard some hot goss from the set of Sisters that Cela Ward would not put her camera away. I think it runs in the family.
Yeah, I mean, Montgomery had a whole catalog. Am I right?
And Fred Ward, bless his heart, RIP. Wow, huge social influencer in his time.
These kids are just taking pictures and can afford to charter a super yacht. Meanwhile, I'm living in a van with my boyfriend shitting in a bucket passing the time. Hey, Scott, what do you want to do right now?
I don't know. Want to shit in a bucket?
Sure.
Just your first season shitting in a bucket is cute. You're on your like fourth season as Chief Stew, right? Third, fourth, fifth, tenth. You need to stop shitting a bucket. Now it's not even a money thing, okay? Get a toilet, Aisha. Come on. I believe in you.
Yeah, we can make this work. So they want Greek food. They all love Greek food. And they want to do a disco-themed party. And Captain Sandy's like, yeah, you know what? Hey, this is the first charter. We're just going to find our legs. If you don't find your legs, I will hold that against you for sure. Don't you worry. I'll pull you up into the wheelhouse and say, you're the head of the snake and the rat begins with you. I'm going to chop off your head. Hey, go get him, champ. Go get him. So yeah, it'll be fun.
Yeah, you're going to have to keep your head above the water. And then Aisha swims and like looks like she's trying to breathe. She's like, yeah, like that. She goes, oh, movie.
No.
Book.
No.
Famous person. No, it's my head above the water.
The River Wild. The River Wild. Great movie.
Every time I watch it, I just want Meryl Streep to make better choices. You know?
I did think it was weird when she had sex with that man off in the woods.
Oh, I think you're confusing it with Deliverance a little bit.
Oh, I maybe. That may be something that happened.
I'll tell you what's going to happen later in the episode. We're going to be praying for some deliverance. That's for sure. Speaking of, let's cut to provisions.
Not coming. Okay. So some provisions are here, but hardly any. So then we cut to Nathan, the Irish guy. He's like, normally on boats, no one can understand me because I'm from a tiny village in Ireland with like 600 people. At least everyone in the town can fucking understand each other. Pormon. That's an Irish phrase. It means I like putting fingers up my ass in the middle of the night. Bop.
So then Gail's walking in and he's talking to Gail and she's like, do you reckon we'll get in trouble if we...
Oh, you're in trouble already, I can tell. You're trouble, girl. You're trouble.
I actually didn't understand what they were talking about here when she goes, it's just a strawberry.
Because she's saying they're doing provisions in the fridge and she takes one of the strawberries and she's saying, do you think we'll get in trouble? And he's like, oh, you're already trouble. And she goes, but it's just a strawberry. And he goes, you can steal me a strawberry. And she's like, well, maybe at some point I'll steal you a strawberry. He's like, I'll hold you to it. And I was like, oh God, this wholesome strawberry flirtation. Just love it.
Little did they realize how desperately this charter would probably need that strawberry because they have no food. So then Joe goes up to a piano and he's like, blim, 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 blim. He like plays his piano. He's like, that's what in Liverpool, that's what we call piano. So then Ellie is like, oh, he has such big eyebrows. Do you see the big eyebrows on him, Bree? Do you see, Bree, where are you? I'm down here. Oh, Bree, look at his eyebrows. Look how giant his eyebrows are.
They're so big, they're causing shade and I'm literally freezing to death.
Hello there. This is a two-part recap, okay? This is the end of part one. So thank you so much for listening to this. Just come back a little later for part two.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
Strolling the Park with Caitlin Clark.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela.
Itchels.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
She's never scary, it's the Green Fairy.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Know Your Worth with Jason Kurth.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
She's always supplying, it's Kelly Ryan.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
We want to hang with Liz Lang.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
The Bay Area Betches. Betches.
And our super premium sponsors.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Let's get real with Caitlin O'Neill.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper.
Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
We forever love Ava.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall.
We got our wish, it's Jen Plish.
She's not harsh, she's Jill Hirsch.
She's a little bit loony.
Junie.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
We love him madly, it's Kyle Pod Shadley.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
Ring that bell for Rachel.
She's the queen bee, it's Sarah Lemke.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Couture. We love you guys.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Watch What Crappens ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
I'm Shimol Yai, and I have a new podcast called The Competition. Every year, 50 high school senior girls compete in a massive scholarship competition.
I wouldn't say I have an ego problem, but I'm extremely competitive.
All of the competitors are used to being the best and the brightest, and they're all vying for a huge cash prize.
This will probably be the most intense thing you've ever gone through in your life.
I remember that feeling because I was one of them. I lost. But now I'm coming back as a judge and also a kind of teen girl anthropologist. Because if you want to understand what it's like to be a young woman in America today, the competition's not a bad place to start.
Hopefully, no one will die on stage tonight.
From Pineapple Street Studios and Wondery, this is The Competition. Follow The Competition on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to The Competition early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.